all right, Penelope. It's all right. Here we are. Welcome home. Oh, it's all right, Penelope. Oh, heaven knows that car ride wasn't easy for either of us. But I promise you, you will be safe here, and we won't be getting back into the car anytime soon. Oh, I'm so sorry to see you so upset. Please, please settle down. Shh. Yes. What do you think of your cage? It served Arthur very well. Very well for many, many years. Yes, I know you would love to go soaring out that big window, wouldn't you? But it is not in your best interest, my dear, all right? Let's get that straight right away. The food is much better in here, and you'll have a much longer life this way, especially in our climate. Now, this window will get much chillier come wintertime. And yes, I will do all I can to keep you comfortable. We'll put up plastic sheets on the window, and I have an insulated night cover for you that Arthur just loved. We'll start using that around October. But it will always get a little chillier in the winter months. There's no two ways about it. But the window is worth it, don't you think? Yes, I agree. The view is quite lovely, Penelope. You'll appreciate it when I'm out in the garden, if you're anything like Arthur. You see, my dear, I spend 30 minutes out in the yard 3 times a day, every day. In the summertime, silly, not in the winter. Yes, 90 minutes. And I know it might seem like quite a while to be away from you, but I'll always try to be in view. I never want you to feel lonely or abandoned, Penelope. This is your home now, and I am here for you. And you'll be here for me too, just like my Arthur was. I promise to keep you safe. Routine is the key to that, Penelope. So I won't stay out a minute past my time. You see this? It's called a watch, and it tells me when to wake up, when to go outside and garden, when to come back in, when to cook dinner, when to sleep. And I have bigger watches in every room of the house called clocks, so I know that even if I lose track of my watch, I'll never lose track of the time. So you see, there's no need to worry, my sweet little angel. I'll never forget about you. Now, we'll have to decide, you and I, if flying around the house is a good idea. I keep up to date with the latest budgie news on the computer, and I can tell you, everyone is very divided on the subject. I never let Arthur fly about the house. He was strictly a caged bird, and I think he preferred it that way. Poor Arthur. I have a confession, Penelope. Arthur, he flew away. I let my guard down. I never thought he'd leave me. His door must have opened as I was going into the garden. He never had the chance to fly free before, and so he took it when he could. I searched and searched. I know he must have gotten scared and cold. He must have been hungry for his dinner. But he never came back. And it was all my fault. I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to get another budgie. I didn't want to put anyone else at risk. But my therapist, that's the nice woman I visit once a week on Thursdays, she encouraged me to try again. She talked me into it. She talked me into you. And I don't want you to feel afraid, my dear, because I promise you, I will never let anything bad happen to you, and I won't make the same mistakes twice. If you trust me, and if you'd like to, I will let you fly about the house. Safely, of course, with all the windows closed. Right after lunchtime, perhaps? We'll take care of each other, won't we, my dear? Oh, my! Do you know what that means, Penelope? That means it's time for our lunch. 3 square meals a day for each of us, plus a treat after dinner. I think you'll find dessert to be the most wonderful part of our day. And before you go wasting your time, Arthur already tried mimicking my watch alarm. You can't fool me. I'm too bright for you, bird brain.
I hope you won't mind a little teasing now and then, Penelope. It's all in good fun.
My way of saying, I love you. But if you're feeling sensitive, you let me know. I live with Arthur for so long, I shouldn't assume all birds share his sense of humor. Oh, dear, I'm behind on lunch already. I'll be right back.
Penelope, you're looking more at home already.